Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, December 18th, 2021. Today we have Donku hosting an AMA for Thorstarter and Angel Protocol. There was some glitches and I think some like Twitter problems or something, connection issues. So if it cuts out here and there, that's why. And I believe at the end it just kind of trailed off. But yeah, should be a great chat. Let's take a listen.
The relationship and see how it goes. And you know, I think that we can really do this together. And to that point, specifically for the Luau raise, you know, Starterra is going to be raising significantly more for Luau than we are. We kind of have chosen, and you know, we have different models of how big is our community, how do our tiers work, how big are allocations. And so, you know, Thorstarter has learned through kind of trial and error that our ideal range for a raise size is like 200 to 500K. And the goal there, you know, is to get community and to get eyeballs. And it's really about the people more than it is about the money. You know, there's plenty of money in crypto. So anyway, we will be raising 500K for Luart on our platform. But, you know, we're not splitting it 50-50 with Starterra because we don't want to. We have our own model and our own kind of size we want to do and the way we want to approach it. So,
got it. How do you decide this kind of size, right? Is it a typical thought process? Do you say, well, this is what we think the market is able to give us. It's not too much so that the interest is high there. I don't know if you can share a little bit of the thought process because that's probably not that easy. And for us, something as a retail that we don't see.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a delicate balancing game and you can never know all of the variables or how things will turn out day of sale. What we have found, and this is very intuitive, but you obviously want to have a satisfying enough allocation for everybody. You also, if you raise too much, you exhaust aftermarket demand. And it's kind of, you know, it's the same problem of having too big of an NFT mint. You really need that initial mint to sell out. And then beyond that, you know, how much demand can you create? So I want to say that when leaning to, because you can lean to one side or the other, one side being an unsatisfactory small allocation versus too much allocation and not enough people that want it. We lean on the smaller side because that overflow demand, you know, in the same way that we run an overflow sale, that overflow demand ideally plays out in the aftermarket when we see the liquidity pools following the IDO. So, we've found that to be the best strategy, and it's kind of like a, you have to plan to err on one side, and we tend to err on the smaller side, and it's possible to go too far there, but that is kind of our methodology to some degree.
Got it. So because you also said that basically you are going now multi-chain with this, which I love, right? Because this will help so much and also gives exposure in general. Is kind of, are you looking also forward to have like a multi-chain launch in the future? I don't know if this is even possible technically.
You know, I'm not entirely sure there. You do have the question of how certain tokens want to deploy across multiple chains with bridged versions and various things like that. I would say I'm not entirely sure. I would have to run that more by our CTO. As of right now, our let me put it this way. There's multi-chain with as one word, and there's multi-chain with a space. And we are multi-chain kind of with the space, meaning we can run.
Oh, there's one with a dash. Also.
Yeah, you know, hey, the nomenclature on this is you know, the ground shifts below your feet. But point being that, you know, we aren't planning to be doing like cross-chain IDOs on multiple chains on the same day. When we say we're going multi-chain, what that means is we want the ability to launch projects on any chain. And we have a bias in our selection process that biases in favor of multi-chain projects that plan to have that multi-chain ethos, because that is very much in line with kind of our Thorchain roots. And, you know, it's we give precedence to projects that have multi-chain aspirations.
Yeah, okay, got it. So if somebody from the audience also would like to ask any questions to Torstara, just request the mic, then I'm happy to bring you up here. At the end, you are targeting specific projects. And then how do you, I don't know, select now projects or protocols? So you also said NFT project itself. Is it more like you're just trying to find that it's fitting to your own ethos? Or is it like people approach you? I don't know if you can share there some insights, because it's probably both, right?
Yeah, you know, so it ends up being a mixture. So we are a venture DAO, and we see that as a process of decentralizing some of the decision making of the collective and like what we invest in and how we operate. That said, anybody who has gotten near DAOs or has any experience with that is like, you know, pure democracy is actually not a great thing. If we were to just say like, should we launch X, Y, or Z project? The vote will almost always be yes. And so there's a problem with quality control there. So what we do now, and we have this kind of, it's case by case, because some projects this happens too fast. We kind of make an executive decision, but we have a council of 9 decision makers who are kind of the key, almost like the multi-sig for Thorstarter. But then beyond that, we have the DAO. And the DAO, largely on our forums, we will post project ideas. When a project comes to us, we will kind of package up all the materials in the same way that you might like send to a VC, and we post them on our forum for open discussion by our community. And you know, we let our community, it's actually awesome the amount of due diligence that you can crowdsource from a community like ours. So we'll post a lot of that to our forum, have people chime in, you know, look for, you know, raise any concerns, anything like that. And then for some of these decisions, we will then have a vote. And so we are looking in the direction of being increasingly DAO governed, where more investment decisions are made by the DAO and we increasingly democratize it. We are in between there right now, which is that we take DAO input, but there's still kind of this council of 9 that we use as our formal voters. But yeah, it's been cool. We've been able to turn some very interesting questions that are not related to just launching projects, but general governance and allocation of funds and how we operate and how we even decisions on how to treat certain partners and how to deal with them. We've gotten actually answers that we source from the DAO, vote on them, and then execute on. So that's kind of our status. And we'd like to be increasingly DAO governed moving forward.
Got it. And it's probably on-chain governance, right? Or off-chain? Because if you said that you anyway, kind of right now you have a council, I guess you could have just talk to each other, right? Or is it basically always on-chain governance?
So we're working on the on-chain governance side, specifically through our governance token, VXRune, which we are currently doing a massive revamp on. And it was on-chain earlier this year. Right now, we've kind of taken a pause from that because we're overhauling our whole our governance token structure, because we want the utility of it to be both to be able to be used in governance for making decisions and voting specifically. But then also we're trying to have a really creative way of distributing all of the winnings from our successful investments. So right now that's on pause, but the goal, yes, is to be all on chain.
Got it. Anything that I haven't asked you that you say, this is something people need to know?
Something people, I guess for one thing that we are.
Spill the alpha.
Yeah, spill the alpha.
Give it out there.
So we are, for one thing, we are going to be rebranding away from Thorstarter. Names and everything TBD, but I guess the biggest thing we're trying to clear is that we are very much close with the entire Thorchain community, and we are kind of like the little brother project of Thorchain, but we are going multi-chain, and we are not simply a launch pad, and we are not simply exclusive to Ethan Thorchain, and we want to make that clear. We're going to keep Scandinavian roots in it. We're not going to, you know, go generic, but we're kind of moving in the direction of really wanting to grow legs outside of Thorchain, and especially moving to Terra. We kind of want, to integrate that into our identity a little bit. And I guess beyond that, we are launching some pretty interesting projects in January, one of which we can't announce yet, that will be very similar to Thorchain. And I can't give a whole lot more explanation than that, other than exactly what that sounds like. And then
you know, that's not how it works in this kind of AMAs and Twitter spaces, right? You need to give I mean, no, in terms of, first of all, I think it's pretty interesting in terms of that you're thinking about rebranding, because I agree with you that right now having the name of Tor Stada ties you pretty close to this whole brand of Tor Chain, which I think is not needed as to say, because it's more about multi-chain, right? Being that platform that helps different people. I like this. Do you still kind of stay in this kind of Nordic mythology, or do you completely go away from that? Because I've seen that also in your roadmap, you have kind of all this mythology in there, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay with Norse mythology because, for one, honestly, because it's cool. We like it. And we have good ties to that. We like that that's kind of the culture and the branding. We're going to stay in Norse mythology. And we do have like team ties to that part of the world to some degree. And we're going to stay in that realm. But, you know, we have plans that make us more chain agnostic without fully leaving the Scandinavian mythology sort of area. And one of the themes that we're working in right now, because as you know publicly, we're launching Void Protocol. We actually have two or three more privacy and anonymity focused projects, and that increasingly is a theme that we're working with for projects. And so definitely expect more privacy, security, and anonymity launches.
Secret starter? Can you give it away already?
Yeah, ghost starter, something like that. That'd be if we went all in on.
That's why you're also on Phantom. See you.
Yeah, you know,
it makes all sense.
It gives fun things to play with. But at the end of the day, we just want to be a little bit more imaginative, and we are constantly trying to expand the scope of what we do. We do believe firmly we can deliver IDOs, we can do them well, and we are not necessarily satisfied with just that. So we're expanding outwards, and there's going to be interesting different kinds of investments that we make as we expand.
Got it. Before I ask you also, because I noticed that there were some ties maybe also to Angel Protocol and Chauncey already, kind of, can you give an insight of how you basically also check your own IDOs that you had already, right? Were they all successful? Have you been happy with them? It's all on Ethereum, right? Probably, as I said, the fee topic is out of the window, I would say already. But for the rest, kind of, what did you learn with all the launches you had already? I think it's four, right? Four or five?
Yeah, it has been five. I can tell you, to just pull that up real quick. So interestingly, because a lot of people will say this, and this is the kind of thing where it's like, we could either not talk about this at all, or we could hit it right on the head. So like, people are like, what about Skyrim? Skyrim was our first launch. It didn't go terribly well. They canceled their balancer LBP the day of the sale without telling us. And that was kind of, that meant that all of our investors paid the highest possible price. And that was very unfortunate. The status with our Skyrim launch, and I'm just addressing that because that's usually what comes up. We deployed a contract yesterday that allows everybody who took part in that sale to swap their Skyrim back into Xrim. And so we put that to a vote with the community, did a lot of due diligence. We have some concern about whether or not there's going to be a product from them. And we are going out of our way using treasury and using whatever levers we have to actually return funds and make our investors whole. And so that's something that is our one, that's the one kind of like mark on our record that hasn't been awesome. And as of yesterday, everybody who took part in that sale has the opportunity to get their funds back, which we are actually, you know, quite proud of. And, you know, we have tightened our due diligence. And other than that, we've been incredibly happy with our sales. And some of them, too, this is realizing kind of the life cycle of what we're doing. Some of them do great right after the IDO. But for many of these, the way we look at it, and we hope our community does as IDO participants, but we are making treasury investments like a VC firm. And many of those investments we expect to bear fruit, you know, in, you know, a lifetime in crypto time, but like God forbid, you know, 6 or 12 months, basically a decade. But, and you know, with some of those like BNPL, like we actually did a treasury OTC deal about a month or two ago to invest even more in BNPL because we're so confident in it. And they're still pre-product. Their product's coming in January. So
Is this also then tied to your Xrune token in terms of that you can call it like protocol owned assets or liquidity, right? In terms of that you're really using this actively?
Yes, for the most part, yes. And that, yeah, we just have a pretty flexible treasury. And then ultimately, when we roll out our revamped version of kind of our decentralized VC, which will be something in terms of comparables, it might be comparable to like DAO Maker's system. When we roll that out, we will have all of these investments that are slowly being harvested, not in a way that tanks price in any way, but slowly being harvested, distributed to our token holders, and especially our governance token holders. We have kind of a whole system we'll be rolling out in January, but that's roughly how we look at these things. So we love when our IDO investors get an immediate upside. We also encourage them to hold because it's literally what we are doing as a treasury. We are not launching, you know, Polka Starter launches 5 projects a week. We are not doing that. We are doing individual launches. We try to incubate them. We work with the team afterwards. And our goal is like 6 months, 12 months, maybe a year or two. That is when we really hope some of these are going to start really making huge gains.
Got it. We have Akshay up here, I guess. Akshay, do you have a question for Torstarter? Akshay, can you hear us?
There you go. I'm just listening.
Ah, okay, because you requested a speaker. Okay, all good. Thank you, sir. But we have Juggernaut up here. Let's bring him up as well as a speaker. Let's see. Juggernaut?
Juggernaut is a great supporter of Thorstarter. We appreciate Juggernaut.
Can you hear?
There you go. We hear you. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Wait. Just one thing. Hello, everyone. Nice to be there. And just one thing, Thorstarter team. Tears mode, I think that tears mode were necessary for with the Ethereum network, but with launch now on Terra on Phantom, will mean very low fees. So I'm not sure it's necessary to make this first tier.
Hello, can you hear me?
So high. You see what I mean? Perhaps it's better to lower the first tier to make access, maximum access to the launch, future launch.
So just to repeat back, I think I know what you're saying here. You're saying that now we are off ETH, that we are away from these transaction fees. We should lower the bottom tier kind of hurdle to participate. Am I getting you right there, Juggernaut?
Yes, because effectively, when the launch were on Ethereum, if you didn't get $1,000, it was useless to participate. Okay, because you lose everything in fees. But now with Terra or Phantom or Solana, it will be totally different. It will not be same amount of fees. So I think you can drop the first tier to let access to a maximum person. Sorry for my bad English.
Yeah. No problem. So we appreciate the suggestion. I guess Juggernaut, what you know, much sometimes to the frustration of our community. We are constantly trying to iterate and improve on our IDO model. And this has meant that we are flexible in a way where sometimes people are like, hey, guys, stop changing. But we are constantly trying to improve and give a more satisfying experience, get more people access, and ultimately, deliver an attractive product. And so right now we have the system that we have currently built. We are going to go do some, you know, we have 4 launches in January, 1 a week. And we're very excited about those. And we're going to see how they go. And if it makes sense to make adjustments, to democratize it a little bit more, to make it easier to get in, I think that's absolutely something that I'll toss to the team that we will consider. Again, at the end of the day, this is just about satisfying as many of our community as possible. And we think some gate to entry is important. Otherwise, you get huge problems with bots and people running tons of extra wallets and various things like that. But yeah, we will definitely note that and consider it.
Cool. Thank you, Jagannath. You said 4 launches. So which one are coming besides Luar?
The ones that are public currently are Luart. And then we have the third week, we have One Ring. One Ring is a phantom stablecoin yield optimizer. Very cool project.
Okay.
And then we have the two others we can't announce yet. One of them is something that is quite similar to Thorchain, or functionally similar to Thorchain. And that is going to have a huge media push. We're planning to go live with that announcement next week. And then the other is a game on Phantom. That's what I can tell you about those.
Okay, cool. So Phantom and something multi-chain on top, which is interesting that you help basically to bootstrap another multi-chain solution besides Thorchain being Thorstarter.
Yeah.
It sounds,
well, I mean, it's...
Which is also the right insight in terms of, as you said, it's a net plus for everybody. Right, the more we have out there, the better it is, and competition helps, right, to improve the whole game.
And then, you know, beyond that, the two others we have marked down that are announced in public are, forgot one. DeFi Spot. We are launching DeFi Spot in January. We were going to launch them December 20th. That now is pushed to the first week of, the first week of January. There isn't a clear date, but DeFi Spot is a Thorchain interface, and we're very excited about that. So to go through those again, you have Luart, DeFi Spot, One Ring, redacted Thorchain similar thing, a Phantom game, and then two more that I'd like to mention that are both Terra tied, and to what technical degree I'm still learning, but obviously we have Void Protocol, which is entirely on Terra, and that's a really cool kind of privacy and anonymity protocol. So Void, and then broker finance is kind of one of these long in the works Thorchain projects that now looks like they're going to be launching their token on Terra, I believe. And I'm not entirely sure on that, but regardless,
they are.
Okay, that's official.
They are, yeah.
We are looking to help them.
It's cool.
We're looking to help them.
Really cool that you have them in there, because Void Protocol, I had them here in an AMA, I think a month ago. I'm really looking forward. That's something we need, right, in terms of a mixer on Terra. And then Bro, the team is from Austria, right? I know them as well. And it's cool because their token is called Bro. I want to have a Bro in my wallet. I want to swap a Bro. So I'm really much looking forward to what they're doing. And I think it's needed. It will help also to onboard the mainstream. Super cool. So I'm really looking forward. Good that I have already X-Rune, but I guess I need to just get a few more. But if you say they're coming now to Terra, I can wait and use my USDC to make that
one. And
whatever.
You know, and then there's probably 3 to 5 more projects. You know, the way we look at things right now is there's kind of a lull right now in our launches in December, but knowing what we know kind of behind the scenes about how many launches we have lined up for the new year and some very, very innovative and bullish projects on Terra and elsewhere, we are just kind of enjoying our holiday and waiting, because it's going to be a huge year for Thorstarter. We're extremely excited.
Nice. Looking forward. So coming back to the topic also of Phantom Protocol, are there any ties? Because I understood, like Chauncey saying, there is maybe something. Have you worked together as two kind of different projects or protocols, or was it just me misunderstanding?
So we've made contact. I would say we are familiar. We've done a call. And the general note I believe we left up on is Thorstarter is super interested in partnering in some way when we come to Terra. Exactly what those terms would be. You know, this was maybe a month or two ago we talked. And so the question was, hey, let's chat and figure out a plan on how to work together once we get to Terra. And so we're just now getting there in January. And probably due for another call with the Angel guys. But I personally love kind of the ethos of what they're doing, kind of bringing, real altruistic causes and real, trying to have a project that is going to align a bunch of other projects, especially in kind of values-driven behaviors. I think that's not only is that important, but it's also pretty novel. We are in a space where most people just care about number go up, and while that's cool, it's refreshing to see that there's people who are working on kind of like values-driven structures.
I agree with you. And I think that's a great intro, Chauncey. What do you think, right? Talking about Angel Protocol and what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I'm just, again, so excited for Thorstarter. I appreciate those very kind words, sir. And we love Thorchain. We love the whole Thor ecosystem and what's coming. Brocker team, they were mentioning, also very exciting. Void Protocol as well. So yeah, bullish on both those projects, bullish on Thorstarter, and bullish on Interchain. Composability for the win.
Very good. And Saad, thank you very much for everything you told us here, and also the alpha you leaked out there with all the protocols that are starting on Thorstarter, right? So feel free to stay with us.
Yeah. Right. And just, I guess my closing word, especially to any lunatics listening, is the way to participate in our sales will be to get, if you're just on Terra, abridged version of Xrune, put it in our tiers contract. And then that is good for any of our launches on any chain. And you are like part of our inner circle community. And, you know, we're going to be doing Luart in UST. I believe we're planning UST raises for everything. So I just wanted to get through those simple details. And yeah, if you know anybody that is developing on Terra who's looking for launch partners, again, launching tokens is one of the things that we do. We have that to offer. But beyond that, we're really interested in incubating, plugging into our network, and yeah, really helping accelerate young projects, especially on Terra. So reach out to us. We're easy to get in contact with through our official channels. And yeah, we hope to see you guys on January 3rd for Luart. We're very bullish on this one.
Because you said channels, right? Where do we send people? You have a Telegram group, you have Discord, you have Twitter. Which is the best way? I know that your Twitter is open. That's why I get in touch with you like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, our Twitter is open. Maybe unwisely at a certain point, but our DMs, the official DMs, are open. Yeah, so our Telegram, you know, our Twitter is just at Thorstarter. You can find all of our links there, or thorstarter.org is our website. Or if you want to send me a personal message, Thad K on Telegram, at THADK, just Thad K. So reach out to us however you might find us. We are reachable. The doors are open. We also... it should be about this, but we do offer bounties to anybody who introduces us to a project we end up launching. Significant, $7.5 grand in US, any token of your choice. So just as a nice little $7.5 grand, if you introduce us to a Terra project we launch, just about, a little thing to sweeten the deal.
Yeah, I think that's the best way you can just close this here at a high. Everybody probably right now starts to look.
Oh yeah, I'm just waiting. No, I know. I know what I'm getting myself into, because I am the one that fields the DMs. But yeah.
Amazing. No, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun talking to you. I'm also looking forward to get my Xrune on Terra.
Yes, sir.
Finally, because ease kills me. It really kills me. But it's okay.
Totally, man. All cool. Right. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Then Chauncey, right? Angel Protocol. Yeah. So many good words that also now Thorstarter said about Angel Protocol. I don't know what happened in the last weeks and months. I told you last time that my, Twitter bubble is not giving me so much Angel Protocol information. I don't know why. I'll try to change this. I'm going now every day on the Angel Protocol Twitter so that just Twitter knows this is important for me, right? Maybe you can share a little bit what's happening in the last days and weeks.
Well, you will need to be going every day, sir, because there is more news coming every day. It has been an absolutely exhilarating month. And capping off with our LBP launching tomorrow, running for 3 days, the main Halo launch event. But yeah, let's catch up a little bit on what's been going on this month. So our raise with Apollo wrapped. At its peak, we were seeing about $72 million in farming capital deposited in Apollo. And what was really exciting about that was most of it was volume that was not on Apollo previously. So it was actually pulling in new volume to be farming Halo. To be honest, we didn't really expect to sell out of our allocation. We got the farm up with only about 2 weeks for people to be able to farm. But they farmed all 2 million of the tokens a couple days before the event was scheduled to wrap. So. That was the last pre-sale opportunity to acquire Halo at 5 cents. And now the LBP will determine what price you'll be able to acquire Halo going forward.
That's amazing. In terms of, so we had just the LBP of White Whale, right? Last Sunday it started. And then I think they ended around 18 cents, but they also had a special setup that they ended up with a ratio of 20-80 to basically bootstrap their own protocol on liquidity with the treasury. But what you now did is basically you don't only have an LBP, you gave out already tokens that people could farm, and now you basically figure out what the price is, which hopefully is, of course, higher than what people farmed there, because then it's already great for them because they got a great, great deal. And you will also finish the LBP at 50-50, right? I mean, I don't want to jump now immediately into the LBP because you have all the news, but maybe you can also reiterate kind of the thought process I had.
So we'll touch on the LBP points there first. First, huge shout out to White Whale. Love them, love their whole team. Very great partners for Angel overall. And with the LBP, we're using the same code, open source from Astroport, great public good provided there. Configured that with some input from Delphi Digital on the parameters. And where we landed there was to start the weights a little with more UST in there. So the starting weight is 96.4 instead of 99.1. And that should be a less sharp decline in the opening moments of the LBP. And then the ending weight being 50-50 will exert less downward selling pressure towards the end of the LBP. And also for our own goals of having protocol own liquidity. So that will be also something we're partnering with Olympus on. So a little more information will be coming on that front. But Danku, whenever you have us, I try and reserve as much alpha as possible for you, sir.
I hear Olympus, right? So I don't know. So can I ask you now more about sharing this alpha? Because I heard that somebody else told me that Olympus DAO might come to Terra sooner than later. Is this the project that everybody was talking about, or can you not share anything?
So I can't share all the exciting details. We should have one part of this that relates to charity partnership announcing on Monday. But separate from the charity partnership we have with Olympus, there is the whole protocol and liquidity aspect. So we've been talking with their team on the best ways to implement that. And yes, they are indeed coming to Terra.
Nice. So, I mean, I'm still staying a fanboy in my position where I am, right? And I'm having right now goosebumps because it's amazing that everything is coming together in this way, right? I think Angel Protocol is still such a special protocol in this whole terms of how it develops and how it really hopefully helps a lot of people in the real world. And now also integrating with the whole concept of protocol on liquidity and probably bonds, who knows, right? That's what people know about if it comes to Olympus DAO. Amazing, really looking forward to that. So let me ask you one question in terms of the LBP. How much UST is in the pool in the beginning? Because for Whale, I think it was 1 million UST at a ratio to 99-1. So I heard now, I think you said 96-4, right? But how many UST is in there?
So it'll be a balance of 1.3 million UST and 80 million Halo tokens.
Okay, right. And how many Halo tokens are there in general? Maybe just for people that are right now listening for the first time so that they get also a relation, because we heard earlier that there were 2 million Halo in the farming event. So how many are in Genesis as a whole?
So in Genesis, there will be just a little under 100 million. And then the complete supply after many years based on our donation matching incentives would be 1 billion.
Nice. Amazing. I'm really much looking forward to maybe also talking about how the LBP will work, because not everybody is aware of, because it's funny. I mean, I did my video last Saturday on how the LBP works, but I still got approached by a lot of people that
I think I'm having a little bit of connection issue on that because of weather.
That was it. So I was asking basically. Oh yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I think I heard you just on the the LBP is really interesting. And it's been proven out originally on the Ethereum network, now available for Terra. And what it does is it allows for a fair price discovery. You set the price higher than bots would typically want to ape in for, because the pool is going to exert a constant downward price pressure. So we're going to have a starting price of 40 cents for Halo, but the starting weight of 96% Halo to 4% UST will move to an ending weight of 50% Halo, 50% UST. What that means in practical terms is because the pool is shifting the weight of the tokens, it's putting a downward price pressure on Halo every time it increases the ratio of UST in the pool. So that weight changing will put a natural downward pressure, but any buying pressure will increase that. So it's kind of a game of seeing how much the downward price pressure will lower the price versus when other people will start aping in and increasing the price.
Got it. Did you talk to the white belt guys and kind of in terms of analytics or how kind of they saw their own LVP trying to get some insights for your LVP?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeremy and I talk pretty regularly. Again, they're close allies of Angels, but they've been super helpful in terms of feeding back information on, you know, what worked for them, what didn't. Frankly, most worked for them. I think they did really a phenomenal job with launching it. And yeah, we're just excited to be able to follow in their footsteps. And hopefully much of the Terra community got a primer. If you didn't, then, you know, I don't know why you're not buying whale tokens, but, you know, DMI.
Shilling it here up there, which I think makes totally sense. And right now it's just amazing, right? We had the LBP last week. So interesting to just follow it for the full 3 days. We have now the Astroport LBP, which works a little bit different. We have your LBP, Wild Towns right now, also trying to catch everything and being in the game there. So one question, where do people go to just then also see your LBP? Is it a, I don't know, web page you can share already?
Yeah, so it'll be available from a front end that Angel Protocol will be hosting. So that link will go out shortly before the LBP actually begins. And then it's also available on CoinHaul, so you can actually find it there already. So they were helpful in setting that up so people would have 2 points to trade from. We do think that our front end is quite beautiful, but it's always good to have multiple points of value there.
I'm really looking forward to see that one in action. So what was interesting for me is I talked to Howard, right, and Sebastian before they started the LBP in terms of preparing for my video. And then they shared also the Excel file with the calculation for the LBP. And I was talking back and forth to Howard all the time, right? So where do you think it's landing? And then we were all the time chatting. Kind of, is it on track? Is it not on track? I don't know if you want to share, but where do you think it could be landing, right? Because you said already 5 cents for everybody that was farming on Apollo. Probably that's setting a floor in general. You start at 40 cents. I don't know, how realistic do you think that maybe you're going over 40 cents? Or do you think it's somewhere between 10 or 20 cents? How do you even calculate this, right? Do you have any insights that you can share there? I mean, you don't want to probably give away everything, but you probably have made your own mind up.
I actually have not. much to my wife's frustration at times, I have no expectations of anything at any point. I just kind of live in the stream. And she was asking me the other day, I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know. It's like if you asked me before the Apollo farming started, like how much I thought would be farming there. I wouldn't have had a good guess, honestly, but 72 million would have absolutely blown me away. So it's an interesting thing here because, you know, when Angel Protocol was first getting going, we were still figuring out, you know, what our funding mechanism would be and how we wanted to launch our token sale. So we did talk to a number of VCs who were interested in investing. And, you know, ultimately, we made the decision that we would just forego that path and kind of get by hungry for 6 months before launching the actual token sale. And it worked. It worked well, thanks to a lot of very dedicated, passionate people on the team who gave nights and weekends on top of day jobs, and other people who quit their day jobs altogether to do this and just took the leap of faith. But I just, you know, quick detour to a shout out to the team. It's just amazing. There are over 25 people that we consider, you know, core Angel team members, not counting, you know, all of the loyal allies that we have outside of that. spread over, I think, over 8 countries in the world now, all formed in the hackathon without knowing each other. And it's just been an amazing, amazing 7-month journey. So sorry for that tangent, but yeah, just have to give a shout out because everyone has been working their butts off to get us where we are and just super proud of the whole community, really.
No, that's cool. And 25 is a wild, and I think it's great. Right, and also showing the magnitude of this project itself, right? Because probably from a DJing perspective, we talked about this already, right? About the girlfriend you want to have, but it's not the sexy girlfriend, right? That's the picture we had, Chauncey, right? But 25 just shows the magnitude. Maybe you can share a little bit. So what happens after the LVP, right? Do we see then Angel with Halo immediately on TerraSwap? Do we see it then on Astroport? What is happening next?
So the liquidity is actually going to go on Loop. Loop is going to, so we'll have a little more details on all of the LP possibilities there. But the immediate swapping option will be moving liquidity to Loop. There's a lot of reasons for that, and you can check my profile for a recent thread I did on why we wanted to go with Loop. But not the least reason is their charitable commitments. So before Angel Protocol existed, before the Angel Alliance and this, you know, network of over 70 protocols, projects, NFTs, validators joined this giving pledge, before any of that, Loop had already committed 10% of their total token supply to drive revenue for charity. So, once we started talking, that partnership formed where that 10% would flow through Angel Protocol. But they've always been charitable. So I just really admire that ethos. And just overall, they've been excellent partners for Angel. And I think that means something.
Got it. No, I agree. And 10% is still wild, right? If you think about this. And hopefully it grows over time because the platform is growing. And we have Fido up here. You have a question to Chauncey?
I had just a story. I love Angel Protocol, and this is too relevant. Yesterday, I was walking into the store, and the guys that ring the bell, and they're like, we want your money for charity, and we're probably not going to do it. So I was walking in, and they ring the bell in my face, and I was like, no, I do my blockchain on Angel Protocol, or I do my charity on Angel Protocol on chain. And they just looked at me like a fucking alien.
not for long, friend. We're trying to improve the whole infrastructure of philanthropy. So we think in the next couple of years, it's going to be the norm rather than the exception for charities to be tapping into the blockchain, because the legacy rails are broken. It doesn't give them what they need. It drives the wrong type of incentive alignment. And that's what Web3 and what Angel Protocol are all about, is aligning incentives the right way. I'm excited for whatever charity that was ringing the bell outside to be onboarded onto Angel at some point.
Well, let me put it this way. I was going to take the time to explain Angel Protocol, but I think they were going to jump me.
It's cool. And thank you for sharing this story. I can share a similar one in terms of, so I'm a big NBA fan, right? I'm listening to the No Dunks guys. They're having a podcast, but they're also everyday live on YouTube. And they're right now also making some advertisement for a charity. And I want to text them and send them an email and say, guys, right, this is not the way forward anymore. You need to talk to Angel Protocol if you want to do something good. This is really the way forward. And let's see if I can connect you, Chauncey, to those guys. And maybe there can be anything charitable also with the NBA long term. And who knows where this is going. So talking about charities, I don't know, Chauncey, if you can share about what is the status there in general, right, in terms of how many charities do you have already on there in the meantime? How is this going?
Counting signups as of yesterday, I think we were just getting over 70 charities that have been onboarded to Angel Protocol. What's really exciting from a Terra and UST perspective is all of these charities are creating their own Terra wallets and then engaging with the smart contracts to substantiate endowment accounts. But that involves them learning about what Terra and UST are, and they all have their own communities and donors, and we're really hoping that this can be one of many ways that we drive mainstream adoption towards Terra and show the value of really what this ecosystem can do.
Yeah, that's for me one of the strongest points when talking about people also with Angel Protocol. The people you're probably onboarding to Terra would be people that would never been in touch with blockchain, right, or whatever that might be. So I'm really much looking forward to how many people you can drive into the ecosystem. So if somebody wants to ask questions to Chauncey, feel free to just request the mic up here and then ask your question. So anything you want to share on top of this, Chauncey, right, in terms of development, LBP, token launch that we haven't talked about?
Yeah. So a few things. I mean, one, just the amount of charity we've been able to generate, the amount of donations from the community, from Angel Alliance partners, from Restore Earth donors, and the Restore Earth campaign. I want to touch on all that as well.
Right.
Go donate
to
today.
See?
Well,
thank you.
but yeah, so Restore Earth. I mean, let's start there. We've already raised $640,000through our Restore Earth fundraising campaign. That runs through year end. It benefits three different climate change related charities, the Solar Electric Light Fund to offset carbon, Global Brigades for the reforestation campaign, and Five Gyres to help reduce ocean plastic. So it's really hitting three different prongs of the climate change crisis facing us. And you can go donate today. You can donate cross-chain, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Luna. The nice thing here is for those who have to pay capital gains tax, which would be anyone in the U.S. sitting on profits from this year, you can avoid capital gains tax and get a charitable tax receipt, reducing your tax burden. So it's a twofer there, while saving the planet, while getting a Galactic Angel special NFT mint that they are doing just for this campaign. So there's a number of giving tiers. You can get a better Galactic Angel NFT based on your giving tier. You can also attribute your donation to an Angel Alliance member. So there's a whole gamified aspect to this where the top three Alliance members, their communities will get airdropped Galactic Angels as well. There are some various types of gamification going on here. But yeah, the main thing was we wanted to make it easy for anyone to donate. And again, you know, from a Terra UST perspective, all of those donations cross-chain from other from other currencies, that's all being converted into UST, locked into endowments that compound perpetually over time.
That's such an important point. You said it last time, I think also that people can now also donate cross-chain in terms of Bitcoin, Ethereum, what that might be, right? But at the end, you're swapping it for UST and then depositing it. So, I mean, Angel is still the black hole for UST, which I think is great, right? It helps us as Lunatics long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the $640,000 from Restore Earth is added to everything that's been raised through the Angel Alliance, as well as the fact that we have made our token sale a charity fundraising campaign as well. So between all of that, we're already well over $1.5 million in total locked value, which means donations in endowments that will be providing runway for charities in perpetuity. And that's about to get a lot bigger because up till now, it's been 20% of our fundraising is going to a AP charity endowment that will be governed by Halo holders. So once we hit a funding cap for the development team of $6 million for 2 years of runway, that becomes 100%. So we expect to hit that cap pretty quick into the LBP. So when you go and buy Halo and the LBP, 100% of the funds being raised would actually be going into an AP endowment that you will also govern and control as a Halo holder.
That's so powerful. Fido, you're up again?
Yeah. So I did the Restore Earth campaign, which is awesome. And like I put, you know, a couple hundred dollars in or whatever. But I was thinking about, like, I would like to give that as a gift to people that are not in crypto necessarily. Like, is there any way that you can think of, like I know that might be not easily possible to subscribe keys and stuff, but it'd be really cool if I could like give like here's your like $100 charity donation and like you're gonna get this NFT as like a gift, but I'm just trying to think of like ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely stuff we can figure out there. I mean, there's the whole on-off ramps of it, but there's also interesting ways that we could use NFTs and have those be cashed in different ways. I've been kind of thinking about like how we could do some kind of like charity gift card, right?
Like, yeah, because in my family, it's like a thing to do that, like instead of like giving people money, because like most people are surviving, like you give people like here, you donated to charity, so you didn't get a tax write-off, but like you did a good thing by force.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like the one way you can go about that is doing the donation on Restore Earth. You get the tax receipt, so you can show where it's going and that it's a you know registered good cause. But on top of that, you know, I think it would be really cool to develop in the future charity gift cards, because one thing that's lost when you donate on someone's behalf is that sense of autonomy that the person has. And it's kind of like you get the good feeling yourself doing the donation and then let them know.
Yeah, right. Right. Like it'd be really cool if I could do it in their name, I guess. Like to clarify that. Like to do it in their name would be like a big plus, so that they're like, oh, I did this. Not like my brother did this for me.
Another idea, charity giving wall, a kind of living NFT that's like bricks in a wall kind of thing. Like when you have like a sidewalk into a hospital and it's got different memorials of like people who donated to help build the hospital. We could have some kind of concept like that. So it'd be a sort of fun community wall.
That'd be awesome. There.
But yeah, I mean, this is, I love it, man. I love it. We're going to mark this down because this is how the magic happens.
Cool, man. Awesome. Thank you.
I like the idea a lot, and I also like the idea of the gift cards a ton in terms of that, I don't know, it could be a card with a QR code that is then also a wallet, right? So people that don't have a wallet get immediately their own wallet, because what I'm right now also facing is for Christmas, I was thinking of, yeah, I'm just giving to my family Luna, right, as a entry drug. But the problem is they don't have a wallet, right? If I just organize a wallet for them, which they would probably trust me, I still write down for the first time the seed phrase, which is not cool, right? So a way to give people a wallet with some Luna on top of that as a present or UST or a donation via Angel Protocol would be amazing, right? So I would be all in. So if you have that idea, let me know. I'm happy to organize also something for Germany here. Maybe we can finally get some EUT to the people.
Danku, that is literally how I got my friends and family into the ecosystem before I was doing Angel, when I was just like trying to talk to everyone I could about how important this thing was and how, you know, it was changing the whole game. I was like, listen, if you guys aren't going to do it yourself, I'm going to help you with it. Here's how you set up a wallet. I'm going to walk you through it. And your reward for doing this is I'm going to send you 7 Luna. And it was worth a lot less than it was at the time. but no regrets. And they are all true believers now. So
there you go. I mean, I did this also about one of my best friends here in Germany. He had birthday in July. And I gifted him, because he became 35, or he turned 35, 3.5 Luna. Right, which was kind of not that much worth back then. But I told him, maybe this is the best present you will ever get in your life. Right, he's still holding it. He is pretty happy about it right now. And yeah, that's the way forward, right? The entry drug that we can give to people. I just try to always give just the amount of, yeah, somehow as a birthday present. If they turn, I don't know, 40 for Luna or 0.4 in the future, because I cannot afford this anymore, which is getting wild, which is amazing. Cool. Taking a look at the time, taking this one to the end. So we talked about Restore Earth as well. We talked about the LVP. Anything else, Chauncey, that we haven't talked about?
Oh, yeah, a million and one things. But I mean, how much time do we have for today?
Well, as much as we want, right?
We're just very excited to be coming to this point. We feel like the Restore Earth campaign's been going very well. We feel like it'll be a whole statement for the ecosystem of what this space can do as you know, a positive force of good in the world. And we're just overwhelmed every day by the level of support from the community. It's just been really special. And from the other founders and teams across the ecosystem, you know, no one has to give anything to charity. It's all something that people want to do, because we see what's happened in the world, and we see how important it is for us to be part of the change and healing some of those cracks. So we're hoping Angel Protocol can be the answer for that right now for charities. And then moving forward, we have a lot of exciting plans in terms of public goods funding, foundations, like community foundations, where you know, you have an NFT project and you as an NFT project want to pool charity funds and have your community vote on where those go, enabling community foundations like that. UBI. So we've got a really interesting UBI pilot that we're going to be launching early next year. And I think that'll be interesting. So we're actively exploring that. A whole variety of endowment opportunities in terms of personal private endowments, whether that's you know, college savings or 401k retirement plans. But yeah, that's part of the reason that that Angel needs such a large team, because charity is always going to be first and foremost at the center of what we build, and the revenues from other verticals will be flowing back to charities. So it's all a virtuous cycle here. But yeah, the following that this year has been impossibly exciting, and the year to come, I think, is going to be even more so. So just thank you, everyone, for being on this journey with us, and excited for people to be able to start getting their hands in some Halo tomorrow. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I lost connection here or not on my side. Do we have someone up, Derby? Hey, I'm not sure. I think that that Danku might have gotten disconnected. I'm not sure if other people can hear me here. I was assuming the issue was on my side, but I just got some messages that I think everyone's just hearing dead air. So I just wanted to jump back in here for a minute. Thank everyone for being on call here. I'm not sure if there are any questions in the audience. I did see Derby's up if you wanted to unmute and ask anything. But yeah, we'll be here. We've got our Telegram going. We've got our Discord, which I encourage everyone to join. You can see all the details from our Twitter page. I encourage everyone to go donate on restoreearth.io. By the way, there is also donation matching. So the main way that we're distributing Halo is actually not through sales at all, but through donation matching. That was an important decision for us, where we wanted Halo to be in the hands of people with aligned ethos. So when you donate on Angel Protocol or on Restore Earth, your donation is going to be matched at market price at time of donation, and you will be airdropped Halo when we launch our full governance with bonding curves. So that is yet another reason to be donating to Restore Earth. And yeah, everything you're donating also becomes locked value for Angel Protocol and for Halo. So again, trying to align the incentives there properly. But yeah, there's so much to touch on that really it's it can be hard to remember all the points that I want to highlight. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining. Danku, I'm not sure if you're back or if anyone else is requesting to speak. I'm not able to pull you up. But yeah, since I don't think Danku is connected, I think we can go ahead and wrap the spaces.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Danku hosting an AMA for Thorstarter and Angel Protocol, talking about their LBP with Chauncey and friends. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Intern Productions proudly presents Remix! Beer, 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 beer. Let's go. Chill. My lunatics. Ha, ha, ha. Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this shit right here. Don't run. Yeah, Terabytes, I see you. Luna Lu, party on. Terra Spaces, we out chill. I don't give a fuck about your profits, cause we think bigger. We from Lunaland, man, where we making the figures. Kids starving. Love to fill up their plates. Half the people in the world got a frown on their face. It's a cold world, we make it nice. Screw a millie for a car, let's change a life. Got the angel car parked in front of the building. Terra Ave, angel protocol is legit. Let's get rid of the bad. The world's struggling, it's too much to cope with. Bankers and market makers like us to choke his shit. Should be called armed robbery, extortion, or maybe grand larceny. We do it all, we put the pieces to the puzzle. Just as long as it takes all of our people here to end the struggle. Came out the gate on some dope one shit. World's better with the army of the lunatics. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Bye bye to the greedy, so long to the slizzy. Lunatics stay breezy, St. John stay flizzy. I got a minute, ain't I'm on Columbus 5. And I just staked an angel I can give till I die. With a terror squad jacket, bout to mint a galactic. Lunatics on chain, snap it back like elastic. We angels, and angels don't hoard our goodies. So never mind, we sneaking in with Lunaloo hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission, take five bouncers, never check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And there ain't even a need for VIP section. The middle class, now the new 1%. So check it, people like the halo, so start relaxing. Let's hold a discussion about this terror chain reaction. If subpoenas are your thing, better pull the trigger. Gotta serve the Dow and make the Southern District bigger. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Come on, yeah, the world living better now. Lunaloo sweater now. Angels help you drive through any weather now. See, it ain't right when you hoard your millions. That's why I sport the halo, spreading good feelings. You can find lunatics at all types of shit. Out in Vegas, front row, fighting rugs and shit. If bad time comes, then just take your stake back. Cause you can gift without losing, let's create stacks. If UST breaks the peg, it ain't gonna roast you. Burning Luna, put the peg back where it's supposed to. Not even Doe alone could get it back. So talk to the Dow, now your bank is whack. Can't keep telling me sharing wealth is for suckers. Matter of fact, if that's true, I'll be a fucking sucker. Not even Nakamoto could imagine this. Lunatics making sure we win the championship. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a loon away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back.
Jim, intern capital. Luna Band, Terra Squad, Don't Want Forever, Chauncey St. Jason, yeah, Web 3 is ours, come on, nah man, Dowin ain't never gonna stop, yeah, Danielle, Cosmos, Solana, Avalanche, Matt Lee, peace out.
Terra Spaces.